If you're a public radio fan, chances are you know and love Ira Glass, host of the popular weekly show and podcast, This American Life. The show started at WBEZ in Chicago in 1995, and in the 20 years since, it's become one of the world's most popular public radio programs. It's even made its way into pop culture, showing up on TV shows like Saturday Night Live, 30 Rock, and Orange is the New Black. While the show is usually produced out of their studios in New York, This American Life has taken the show on the road with several different live performances. That includes Ira Glass's live dance show coming to the Wharton Center tomorrow. Three acts, two dancers, one radio host. Current State's April Van Buren talked to Ira Glass earlier this month about his 20 years on This American Life and his collaboration with the dancers in his show. Ira told her he didn't really set out to work with dancers.
In fact, I'm reminded of this joke that Mike Birbiglia tells, this comedian, where he says he doesn't believe in marriage per se. He just likes his wife. And I feel that about dancers. I had no interest in working with dancers at all. And then I saw these dancers, and I was like, oh, wow, there's something in what they're doing which feels exactly like what we're trying to do on the radio show, except they don't use any words.
And so what was the process like for that? Were you kind of involved in the choreography for this, or did they kind of present it to you and you gave feedback?
Wouldn't it be amazing if, in fact, all my life I had been waiting with all these ideas about choreography, just like if only some dance troupe will ask me to choreograph a piece, because I've got a lot of ideas from watching PBS. But no, sadly, no. I have no ideas about choreography. The way that it worked was that the choreographer and director of the show, Monica Bill Barnes, who's the head of the dance company, she and I sat down, and we just looked for any pieces that might have run on the radio show that could be told with some sort of dance or movement component. And so the first thing we did is we looked for any stories that we did about dancers, but then we looked for stories where movement was an inherent part of the plot. So that was the first wave of things we tried. Some of that worked, some of it didn't. And then we just looked for stories that were on big emotional themes about love or about loss, thinking that if something has enough feeling in it, you know, then it would be big enough to dance to. And then finally we came up with this idea of I could interview the dancers about their experience of what it's like to work as a dancer. And that actually turned out to be one of the most interesting and successful parts of it. So there are a couple of numbers where basically what you're hearing on the soundtrack is interview tape that I did with the dancers where they're talking about what's going through their heads as they're going through the various moves. And it's really fascinating because it's different than you would think.
This isn't the only live show that This American Life has done. You recently also had the Invisible Made Visible show and 21 Chump Street. What's been your favorite part about getting out of the studio and getting in front of huge audiences? I imagine it's a very different experience to be behind a mic and across from one person versus sort of in front of a theater full of people.
I mean, it's more exciting to put on a show in person, for sure. Like, it's more exciting to be on a stage. It's more exciting to have an audience there. And it requires, like, a different kind of performance for a bunch of different reasons. Like weirdly, like, some parts of it are the same. Like, I've found that when I'm on stage, it's hard not to get excited and start talking louder and start, like, emoting more in a kind of corny way. And I've had to train myself to do what I do on the radio, which is just be myself and just stay in a conversational tone of voice. And then what's different is just you get a lot of energy from an audience, like in the most obvious way. And another thing that's different is, you know, being in a touring dance show, it's a show with, you know, hundreds of light cues and costume changes, and there's props and there's sets. And so there are a couple of spots in the show where I ad-lib, but, you know, a lot of the show really has to run according to plan. And so for the first time in my life, I'm in a show that I'm performing more than once. And that's been really interesting to see what it means to be that kind of performer.
And I'm wondering, because for me as a listener to This American Life, seeing both this show in Ann Arbor and then also, you know, listening to and watching the video from 21 Chump Street this summer, it was really cool to hear stories that I had heard on the podcast sort of reinterpreted in music and dance. And I was just wondering for you what it was like to see your work translated into these different mediums. Did it give you a different perspective on the stories that you were telling?
Yes, definitely. there are things that come out in like these very dramatized version of things that don't come out in just the radio versions, which I have to say with some like ruefulness, because you know, I would like to believe that the most powerful version of anything is to do it on the radio. But there's certain pieces, like in the dance show, there's a piece that we adapted from a story that was on This American Life probably 15 years ago, maybe 18 years ago. And it's this writer named Donald Hall, and he's basically writing about taking care of his wife when she was dying of leukemia. And so it's very like day-to-day life with somebody who's very, very sick. It's not maudlin at all. And as a radio piece, it was really this very thoughtful, emotional story. But on stage in the dance show, Monica, the choreographer, set it to a thing where there's a kitchen table that they put out on stage with, you know, places for silverware and, you know, plates and glasses. And they're dancing on top of this table very, very slowly in house robes and holding each other. And at one point, one of them picks up the other as Donald Hall is telling the story about caring for his wife and basically carrying her and caring for her in every way that you can for your partner. And so you see this couple on stage dancing on top of this like super domestic scene. And it just makes it so much more emotional.
Ira Glass is the host of the popular public radio program, This American Life. He's also the co-star of Three Acts, Two Dancers, One Radio Host. That's a show coming to the Wharton Center in East Lansing on April 18th. Ira, This American Life will turn 20 this year in November. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about how the show has changed since those first episodes. I've gone back and listened to some of those early ones, and I'm wondering what you think the biggest changes have been.
I mean, I think we're doing better journalism now. I think when the show began, there was way more on the storytelling side, and people like David Sedaris, who, you know, we'll still have, but the reporting was not as aggressive or as in-depth. I mean, now we have a much larger staff, which means that people can spend more time reporting out a story. And so, you know, a story like we just ran recently where Hannah Jaffe Walt did the story about these teenagers who went from a public high school in the Bronx to visit a private school, this super fancy private school, and how it affected these kids from this like not so great public school to go and see how rich kids basically get educated and how it actually had a huge effect on a number of them. Like a story like that is like such a fable for radio. And Hannah's story was an hour long, and it took weeks to report and edit and write. And, you know, that's the kind of thing where it's a beautiful and funny and sad story and really interesting in where it goes. But it's the sort of thing where, like, we just wouldn't have had the resources to do. You know, at the beginning, we were making the entire show with just a couple of people. And so that's a huge difference.
You guys launched a new podcast this year, Serial, that was wildly successful. I think there were two other podcasts that existed solely to analyze episodes of Serial after they came out.
I know, it's so weird.
And I think it's interesting that in the internet age, this show that kind of used a really old-fashioned radio drama structure became a huge pop culture sensation. What do you think it was about that format and about that story that really seemed to strike a nerve with people?
I mean, I think the reason why it was popular, you know, were like the same reasons that any story is popular. But like partly it was just people got caught up in it. They wanted to find out what was going to happen, and there was a mystery at the heart of it in a whodunit sort of way where, you know, the show is all about a murder and who killed this girl, and is the person who was convicted of killing the girl actually the person who killed her, and going through the evidence. You know, in that way it was like a police procedural. And then Sarah Koenig just did such an amazing job as a reporter writing it and expressing her doubts and questions and just being so aggressive, looking at the evidence. And eventually, you know, people who heard the show know that, like, you know, over the course of the episode, she proves that the case told at the trial by the prosecution simply could not have happened. You know, she proves that, like, this story is untrue. And then you're just like, well, now what do we think?
Ira Glass is the host of the wildly popular public radio show This American Life. He'll be at the Wharton Center in East Lansing on April 18th for his show Three Acts, Two Dancers, One Radio Host. He's the radio host. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me, Ira. It was really nice getting to hear from you.
Nice talking to you, too.